We are reading from the writings of the Rabash, second volume. It's letter number 29. There's no translation for this article, so we will do our best. And you can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be aired during the lesson. So, page 1473, letter 29. Tu Bishvat is called Rosh Hashanah, on which Adam has made self-scrutiny whether it is worthwhile to continue the work or, God forbid, the other way around. Because then he already knows. How can he draw life? If we're talking from the perspective of self-reception or bestowing onto your maker, if he knows that all of the work is only in order to achieve the work to bestow, because the will to receive pleasure was prepared for us by the Creator, because his desire to do good to his creatures has created the will to receive. And also, creation would have stayed in the will to receive, namely, that were we to receive the abundance, the spirituality, the eternity in our will to receive, then the pleasures would have not been complete and perfect from the branch that wants to become like the root. And for that reason, Nehema dechasufa, the bread of shame, comes from that, and accordingly it would have been made so that the creation would have remained in deficiency. Therefore, the Creator has prepared a correction for us called restriction, meaning that where there is a will to receive, a person then feels concealment. As it says in the introduction to the Sulam, that even though that life is clothed in the body that comes existing from existence, nonetheless, the root of its origin is not recognized due to that restriction. And by accustoming yourself to the Torah and the work, you achieve correction called receiving in order to bestow, by which we achieve adhesion with the Creator. So, by that, or in that, everything remains. And that is the meaning of he did not keep anything from the world, which the correction is, in order to achieve bestow. And now we shall clarify the connection between the ilanot, the trees, and the creatures, the sages. They compared the two. It says, man is the tree of the field, meaning that all of the work that you do with the trees in order for them to be able to give fruit also apply to man, because until a person will be capable of producing fruit, he has to undergo all the different kind of work that you apply to the trees. And the tree is the purpose of man. And Bala Sulam, he once explained on a Tu Bishvat meal, why is there the eating of fruits? And he said, because this is the whole difference between holiness and the impure forces. As it says in the Zohar, that which means in the Sulam that their origin dries out and they simply rot until they're completely sealed. And those who go to holiness merit, give fruit in due time, and do not rot, and therefore do not wither. And this is in order to show that the main thing is the fruit. That's why Israel does that. And the fruits of holiness is by meriting the revelation of his godliness and becoming as an ever-growing river, never to cease, and going from one degree to the next until you merit and say, shall be as it says in the writings. And this was given to a person in order to qualify him and look it up in the so-called Shvi'it, that he gives different things there that the trees need, and from that we can learn or apply that to man's work. When you fertilize it, the very same way a person has to fertilize himself, namely to bring in waste into himself, meaning the obscene measures of a person, but a person needn't bring that waste from the outside, that fertilizing from the outside, but he has to bring that from the concealed to the revealed. Meaning to start feeling it, the extent of his lowliness, his lowly qualities. Otherwise, he is incapable of correcting his deeds. Mehadrin, namely, you dig. A person has to dig out the essence of a person. With what purpose does he come to this world with? To smoke. Smoking is something that is liyabel, means to ward it, in other words, by which a person sees the work that is outside a person's body, and then you need to take it out and be modest with the Creator, thy God. Meaning that when a person does some work for the sake of the Creator, the sign is whether he yearns to conceal it or make it modest before others, and that means that his intention is true. And if, on the contrary, that the only thing that he wants to do is to show it to people and shows everything externally, whereas when it is for the sake of the Creator, then it is natural that he wants to conceal it. You take the leaves off from the tree in order to ease things up for it. The same with man. He has leaves that precede the fruits, meaning that the fruits come out on the leaves, which is from lolishma, you come to lishma. The lolishma is called leaves, and the fruits are the lishma. But you have to dismantle these leaves in order to ease it for that tree, make it easier for the tree to come to the lishma. Otherwise, if you do not dismantle the lishma, he'll remain in the state of lolishma. Afterwards, when you achieve lishma, it says, and his leaves shall not fall off, and later on that all comes into the kedusha, sanctity.
I don't know how we can interpret this. Really, we don't stumble upon yet all these works other than in small stages that draw the reforming light on us. By it, we feel gradually what is good and what's bad. We try through that light, or we try with awareness or subconsciously, the light does it itself, brings us a little bad, add a little bit good, through the effort that we do, however we do it. And this is how we advance. We're not yet in this work in a manner that we know exactly within the desire how we care for it so that the tree will grow and will bring fruit, and we will be able to bring this fruit in order to bring contentment to the Creator, which symbolizes us both, all still and vegetative and animate, and the speaking, the Adam, and beyond that, the Creator, for all these desires in us work together in order to reach the final correction. Therefore, Adam is already called as the tree of the field because it comes from the still. The vegetative is the beginning of development because still does not develop. And therefore, man is called a vegetation, the tree of the field. But the main thing is the fruit which he serves to the Creator, which is the work of Adam. So what comes out is that all our desires are divided to still, vegetative, animate, and speaking until we reach our root, the Keter, the tip of Yud, Kutzo Shel Yud, where we are in adhesion with the Creator by this field work, which was blessed by the Creator. All of Malchut Ein Sof is called Sadeh, a field. Once again, because Domem still is the foundation, everything comes from it, but the work in the field is ready to sprout and grow in the field. To have growth. Yes.
A few friends are asking, Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, what symbolizes the fruit in the work? What characterizes so a person will not delude himself?
Fruit is, even if we just planted the tree and it grows, already we're talking about getting closer to fruit. Fruit is the good results, what we call the good fruit, the good results that we have along the way, where we don't feel what is a big tree, and after he has the years that have to go by, and then until we'll actually be able to pass those years and be able to enjoy those fruit and in order to bestow. But fruit is called the result which brings me closer to the goal and the stages which I attain. The quality of bestowal which I attain every single stage, that's the fruit. These are the fruit. It's written that part of a person uses this world and a part remains for the next world, meaning for the final correction. For in every degree, we don't correct the whole degree. Only what we're capable and what we're not capable remains for the next degrees. It's called for the next world, for the next moment, or even for the last final degree, the final correction, where we finish all corrections. Yes?
David from Jerusalem and Kostya from Kiev are asking how to understand the expression, a man must fertilize himself. What does it mean to bring it from concealment to revelation, and how do you do that?
Well, it's as if fertilizer is kind of is like a garbage. It's something you get rid of. It's such a form. I'm saying form, which is suitable for the growth of the tree. It's special study, special connection, meaning he's already starting to discern what can be here more suitable for his advancement. And in this way, he fertilizes himself each time more and more. What is suitable for the tree? Other than that, we need to understand that fertilizer for a tree comes from a higher degree too, from the refuse of animals and people, meaning it comes where what is food in the upper, the garbage in the upper is the food in the lower, and therefore this is the sign that we especially are using the refuse of animals and people to fertilize the tree, and the tree is called the food. And for the tree, it is called nourishment or food.
John from Chicago and Igal from Kfar-Yon are asking, what does it mean to be modest during the studying, and what is the difference between that and the importance of studying out of the desire of increasing, of bringing out the aspect of when authors envy?
We need to read a few articles together of Rabash, which on one hand, he tells us about how we need to be humble and modest, also between the friends and also with your Creator. And on the other side, his heart should be heightened before the Creator, and you have to even play before the friends about greatness and the importance of the goal and how you are in an uplifted spirit and so forth. Or on the contrary, like the Kotsk friends did, that where they were showing each other that they don't care at all, meaning there are different fashions in which we are in our understanding in a little bit of a clash, but we need to use them until they don't connect together. Yes.
This demands clarification, scrutinization. Why does it say be modest if yesterday we learned that we have to show love of friends in practice?
So it depends what you mean when you say modesty. We need to learn this. We will ask to have a few sentences, and we'll do a workshop on this, how the two combine together. Yes.
Martin from Riga is asking, what do I have to add in my work and the group in order to hasten the development of the fruits?
Integrate, include. Lose yourself inside the group. And it doesn't matter in what group, meaning if it's small or large, a powerful group or not. If he annuls himself, he attains the internality of the group. Not how they appear on the outside, but how they are inside, how the Creator intended to arrange them, how he intends to advance them onwards. It's like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma towards his students.
Yuval from Yokneam is asking, what causes the seed to break through its membrane? What causes the transition between the still and the vegetative? How do you do it in practice?
Through nullification, one enters the higher degree. This is how I cleave on to something. Just like how the seed cleaves onto the and onto the side of the womb. Yes?
Alec from Moscow is saying, Tu Bishvat is the examination of the transition from Lolishma to Lishma. And this examination, is it done from below or from above by the Creator?
It's all in above. The light shines and he feels the result. Nothing comes to us from our minds. Nothing. You hear Amikam? Nothing. Rather, the mind is good in order to scrutinize the emotions and the feelings, what's going on inside the desire, to measure those things, to see how they compare to each other. And this is why we need our minds. That's why the wise man does not learn, but whoever corrects his desire, he gets the mind in which he'll be able to scrutinize his desire, and it doesn't matter how smart or dumb he supposedly is. Someone who doesn't know anything in life and never studied anything and doesn't want, and the desire which changes brings next to it a intellectual and a brain development. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah, which wraps around it and includes within it all the wisdoms and doesn't demand for a person any excellent previous excellence. That's the wonder. Yes, Mark.
So actually, nullification is only a means in order to achieve adhesion.
right? If I don't need adhesion, then how can you nullify yourself, and for what?
So actually, before the nullification, there has to be the goal set before my eyes, which is adhesion. That is always the thing.
The end of an action is in the initial thought. You'll reach it in the end, but you need to be in the initial thought already from now.
And then nullification doesn't matter what from. The nullification is already some kind of a savior, actually.
Then you, if you are locked onto adhesion and you develop the chain of actions, then it's clear to you what you have to nullify.
So probably the nullification is not hard then, it's kind of an aid.
It's a means.
Means.
Okay. I'm looking for guests.
A question from Yoknam. On our development, we have to reach the degree of the speaking. Then why is the vegetative level so important for us?
So how will I grow? Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. How will I grow if I won't start from my shoresh, from my root? How could it be? Everything is built according to the order of the degrees. I can't even reach the degree of vegetation. We're developing in our yeshimot gradually. I'm incapable. To take out of myself reshimot, not according to their order. I don't even know what that is. They simply rise in this manner. It's like jumping, skipping degrees. It's horrible, it's terrible. Imagine to yourself that, God forbid, someone has a child who all of a sudden skips a few years forward. What is he missing? Emotion, intellect, height, strength, physical strength. It's impossible. It brings lots of diseases and ailments and all the bad things that are discovered, that we reveal in this world. All the flaws are just a lack of synchronization. This is what we call like birth defects and so forth. It's like from the lack of synchronicity of the steps that need to happen. How do I differentiate between the two of you? Maurice sits on to the right of me. So first of all, other than that, it's Be'er Sheva. Let him please.
Rav, in this article, we read that it is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilani, the New Year's for the trees.
Yes, meaning this is the Rosh Hashanah for Adam. Because we're starting from Tzomeach, from vegetative, therefore our year starts in Tu Bishvat.
Okay, now, we also know that on the holidays, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year's, that is on the month of Elul, it is the beginning of man's work, then you have the 10 days
yes.
of repentance, then you have Sukkot, and so on. How am I supposed to interpret Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot that also talks about the corrections that I'm supposed to do, which is to prune and to plow and so on, meaning twice a year I have to start anew?
Did you study Gemara? How many heads of the year do we have?
I didn't.
Four, right? We have four Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh of the head of the months and of the trees, and there's bigger cycles of the sun. And
okay, it's a deficiency I have. I didn't study that.
Well, your next incarnation. Let your friend.
Friends talked about it a bit, but I want to scrutinize this. He says that a person needn't bring fertilizer from the outside, but he has to bring it from the concealed into the revealed, to his feeling. We are perfect people that we came perfect. He says, I have to find my own garbage. Where do I find that? I'm a perfect person.
You ask what they say about you. They're saying about you that you're
No, people say
perfect.
That I'm an application. Really, I'm telling you. A friend said on the Congress that I'm an application, that Tzvika does not exist.
To that point, you, that degree, you nullified yourself? Very
exactly.
Good. Look, you're asking like this. Where do I take the fertilization? Where do I take this? Where do I take this fertilizer to fertilize myself in order to grow? From a more higher degree, for an upper degree. That this, we talk about this, that this comes from the upper. What do you not? In our world, do you understand where fertilizer comes from? It comes as a result of the animal. That's how we fertilize trees. Yeah, today you have all kinds of chemical fertilizers and so forth. But I'm talking naturally. From the degree of animal, the fertilizer from the animal, the manure of the animal becomes the fertilizer of the tree. It's the garbage of the upper which becomes the nourishment and the food of the lower. Now you're asking, where do I find the fertilizer in order to grow as a tree? You need to connect to the upper. And what appears to you in the upper as garbage, as fertilizer, you need to receive it as food, and then you will grow. What do you have in the upper? The upper is bestowal. It's all love. Concession. That's how it is, yes? And for you, it appears as garbage. You need to receive it as food.
On the one hand, what you're saying, it's true. But on the other hand, I am a perfect human being. I don't have the ability.
You will sit amongst us a little bit longer, and you'll see how imperfect you are.
My wife says that I'm not perfect.
No, no. Your inner wife will tell you that. You have another wife between us. This one.
Yeah, okay, but if you say that I bring the waste, don't bring the waste.
Garbage isn't a bad word here. It's that you're defining that it's garbage, but you need to accept it as food. You need to get livelihood from it. You need to try and live in your soul from it. You understand? This is called that. What is this garbage? This, the upper is suggesting to you, he's presenting to you as the bestower, as sparkling, clean, pure. You look at it and you don't feel like it. You need to change your attitude. Here you need to come to the group, you need to study, you need to pray, to raise man, to ask, so you will have a little bit of charm in the upper, that it's like that. You don't want, you're fed up, and there's other things. Everything is understood. But we're talking about changing the values. And then, when the upper appears through the group and the importance and that you enter here, the upper appears to be more important for you. The upper for you is garbage. And not important things. You need to accept them as important. And then for you, it becomes food. You enjoy it. The tree enjoys the garbage of the cows, of the animals, of the donkeys, and the people. The refuse of theirs. If you would see what you're enjoying right now, and what garbage that is? Well,
now we're told that the ego is our motivating force. Now, if without ego, I can't move.
Right, that's called the help against him.
So where do I take that waste from? I say, what, that this ego is wrong? I live off it. How can I say that something's wrong with it? I don't get where is the place of the waste inside the ego.
If you want that from the seed, which is now appearing in the ground, in the earth, that this seed, which is from the spark, which the Creator is awakening in you and giving you an opportunity to grow. If you want for this seed to grow, to that from it will break out the sprout, the sprout. It's not simple. It's within it, and it needs to crack out of it. It needs to come out of this shell. It's a really hard job to do. If you want this to happen, you need upper. You need an external light. And Balasunan explains to us in freedom of choice that there needs to be warmth and humidity and fertilization, meaning all the external helps. So they will help that inner force which is stemming inside that seed to come out and start growing. So you can't say, I'm perfect, I don't need anything. Then you're burying yourself in the ground and this whole seed just rots. That's it. So you'll be given to awaken in another 1,000 years. If you want, please, they'll give it to you that way. Well,
what, I have to step on my ego and let the waste in, or what?
You need to change your values, I told you.
But the ego motivates you.
No. Upon that same ego, you will advance.
So where does the waste come in?
Slowly, slowly, the society gives you a little bit more poison. What does the society do? It says, why is the ego a help against you? Listen, maybe here we can say something additional. I'm telling you, Tzvika, you, in my eyes, will be really great if you... Well, what will we tell him? Let's say, if you clean our bathrooms, for us, it's the most respectable work. Whoever does this shows us his love, and we love him. If not, you're garbage. This is how our society is telling you. Yes? Your pride towards the bathroom and towards the group, you're in this battle. What's worthwhile and what's not? Where am I? Where's my ego? Me? I'll clean. Well, on one hand. On the other hand, well, they'll respect me. They won't respect me. I will be, in your eyes, as garbage instead of cleaning out there. You're doing these calculations. In the end, if your ego is big, and if we're playing with you enough, you will do it with happiness because you will earn our respect. We'll accept you as a friend. So you're actually selling yourself by your ego to us. This is called a help against him. Without you, with your ego, if you didn't have your ego, could we play with you like this way? Could we get you closer? No. It's a help against him. We're playing with it. Or the snake, the ego itself, is playing with you in an even worse manner. After all, it gives you to do all these truly garbage things, and he doesn't give you for it any reward. What earnings are you getting from this? Here, you're advancing already towards the light. So we're paying you well.
Ken, Isaac.
Yes, Itzik.
In order to scrutinize this a bit, maybe from a bit of a different direction, what I saw that the real actions are inside society, inside the group. Now I have two possibilities to look for the way. Suppose I can do the following, either make the scrutinization or criticism, which is to find what's wrong and then I find my own waste. So there is kind of a lack of...
Or to grow the appreciation of the light, or to grow the darkness, only to make between them such a gap, such a difference, that it exits me from the state. This is what you mean. Either towards the plus or towards the minus. We always prefer the plus. the importance of the goal, the importance of the group. So that will draw me and attract me. And that for me to say, oh, how bad it is for me, how bad it is, how bad I am. By doing this, I neutralize my forces. I won't have the strength to exit. In the end, I will just fall to despair.
Will the waste reveal anyhow?
Yes, certainly. The more the light illuminates and shines on you, you see more of the garbage.
Ken.
Yes. No, no, no. Yeah.
So, again, the same question. What is the waste for me, and what is the fertilizer?
This is in accordance to what you choose. You see, you're given the opportunity to choose, and you choose. The more you prefer food upon the waste, the good things upon the other. You're always choosing this way, a little bit more, towards the direction of bestowal. But anyways, I need to leave a little bit of reception. I'm incapable of giving that up. But all the time you're like this, but you're advancing. You always have in the kli. You always have in the kli. In the kli, you always have a part that you can do in it, as if in order to bestow. You always have in the kli a part in which you're in restriction, and you always have that you really want for yourself. You always have these parts. And the whole vessel, of course, is divided into the degrees of Shoresh Aleph Bet, Gimel and Dalet. And then, in accordance with this, you get along. So, you can't have right without left or left without right. It all needs to be from both sides. Until we reach the final correction, where all the evil will be like good.
I want to translate this for myself. If the friends, they put an obstacle before me, this is how they fertilize me, actually?
No. The friends can, it depends what you mean as an obstacle. If the friends are showing me how much they want the greatness of the Creator, the upper degree, adhesion, the final correction, connection between them, to reveal the light, and more, for me it could be an obstacle that I don't want to accept it, and it rejects me, it repels me. And it could be that it's a stimulator, that I am drawn towards it forward. So if I see it like that, then for me it's waste and food is, if this is the upper, and it's showing itself to the lower. It shows bestowal to the lower. The lower feels the bestowal of the upper. And now it needs to check. Is this its food or its waste? It needs to check this. Here's the question. The upper is bringing light. Light is bestowal. And the lower checks. You see here, it's written like this. The Creator's ways are direct. Righteous will go on them, and the wicked will fail in them. So, either I decide that for me this bestowal is as light which draws me, attracts me, and advances me, and I want to cleave on to it, I want to overcome. This is not simple to accept this as food. And then I'm called a righteous tzaddik, that I want to go forward, or I don't want, and I'll be called wicked. Russia. I am examining myself. It says a person will always see himself as half owing and half obligated and half rewarded.
Okay, so what I understand, the higher passes the light on to me from the upper to the higher.
But I can feel this light as light or as darkness. If I'm in darkness, you see what Tzvika is saying and what we see in general. We see today also a lot of people are sitting like this without a good mood. When I look at them, I'm very happy. It's a revelation of the disease. It's very nice. It's very good. Now all we have to do is bring the remedy. But they're not thinking like that. They're feeling themselves as sick. So it depends how one deciphers where he is. It all depends on how we decipher it.
Okay, now we're looking at what for the higher is waste, and for me as fertilizer, then I see it as a different situation with respect to myself.
No. No, look at the picture. What I drew here, light. It's always only towards me. It's either food or waste towards me. The fact that in our life we see that it comes out of the donkey next to the tree, it's waste, and the tree receives it and eats, or the person that takes care of trees. We've got a person who is a expert on trees. And this is how we see that it leaves the animate and becomes the vegetative. The truth is it's not. It's the light. It's the force of life. Only depends on how you receive it. The light the tree naturally wants to accept it as a good thing. We are in choice. We have a choice. This upper doesn't appear to me. Doesn't look like it for me. To the point where I see it as truly as waste, as garbage, as manure instead of gold.
Meaning the whole differentiation is... So there's no difference between the state where the upper to the higher passes on to me through the higher and what we're talking about now.
No, this is how it comes from Ein Sof. It arrives from Ein Sof. Only towards me. I am now in scrutiny. How to accept it? Yes.
If to connect what we talked about on the higher lesson, on the previous lesson, that there is a covenant between us and that the group is helpmate against, and we can say that this is actually the arvut between us, this is the real arvut, that we made as a pact, and we keep it even without our understanding.
This is from above, why we are constructed together, but the choice is ours. Yes, Ori.
Rav, I wanted to ask a few questions. We have a new book.
What book?
It's from the series of the books Connected. It's called Mitchabrim. Mitchabrim meaning connecting. Now, Benzi is the editor, and it is following the book that Oren made. And whoever wants to read it, it's on michaelleitman.com. You can get it in e-books, you can read it there. This book is new. It just came on the... just now came out to the shelves. So, I want to ask. The book, the first book that Oren made, you said that it was very important.
My book with Oren is really important. My books with Oren are very important because there we scrutinize all kinds of... well, everything. Really, these discussions, really, how many, 130 or around 130 discussions? So I recommend really to listen to them, although each of them is an hour, so it's not simple. But at least choose those discussions that have to do to the with the family. Now it has to do with the media and 1,001 things.
You say that these books are very important. Why?
I see that people today, and it's really like this, there are people like Amikam that let them enter with their teeth into the Talmud of Sefirot, and they want to learn it. You know, as scholars. And there are people that get into the emotional part and they enter there. But we are today in the general corruption, in the revelation of the general crisis. And my discussions with Oren scrutinize all sorts of states that are in the world, in our world, compared to the spiritual world, without talking about the spiritual world. These discussions are more for the wide audience, for an audience that you know, is educated relatively, and that so that from this you'll be able to get a wider observation of all of reality, as much as our reality as a result of the upper world, why it exists this way in our world, where it stems from, a little bit, kind of like that, with hints about the upper roots, but without the words of Kabbalah, without... It's about this world. But this world, with the, it's the roots of the world that under the surface, you start to feel how all these things connect, like the... heads of the trees are the roots of the trees, how they're connected to other trees under the ground, and how it occurs. Therefore, if it has to do with education, or to media, to family, to situations that a person goes through, health and all these things, finances. So what comes out is that. Actually, all these discussions open for a person a better look at the modern world.
This book, Connecting, it's the book you wrote with Anatoly Ulyanov. Now, my question is, why is this book actually intended both for men, for women? Why?
He's a very well-known and very successful psychologist. He's really successful, other than the fact that he's our veteran student and is with us for... with the studies and the workshops and the conventions and everything, I really have a common language with him. I really enjoy working with him in the scrutiny of what I understand in Kabbalah, and he understands in Kabbalah, but also in psychology. That's his profession, and he's truly a master in it. So... and what comes out is that we have a common language between Kabbalah and psychology and the regular person. And so, therefore, it helps a person understand more what's going on with them. And psychology, you know, we all need a psychologist these days. So it's really a book for everyone. It's really recommended.
We have many TV viewers that are watching our workshops and so on. Can you tell us how can this book can help or give an extra something extra to the people watching us?
Look, we go into every problem and every misunderstanding with your partner, with your children, at work, where I am with myself, where I am with the world. It's all my inner psychology. And so Kabbalah at the personal, simple, folklore level, where I am, other than a person that doesn't belong to Kabbalah at all, a person who wants to understand how the world is arranged and organized and how it's easier to get along in a simpler manner with a very practical approach. It's very, very practical. So it's really worthwhile for him to have this book, and it's really recommended.
Today we'll start a workshop on television that will talk about different topics. Do you see the topics of this new book as connected to this course that Eli Meirovich will probably give?
Let's try. I think it's worthwhile for each of us to know what is going on in the book, what's written there, and by doing so, we definitely can benefit both to ourselves, to get closer to people with our dissemination, and also to help people, and for each for himself as well.
Just one word to conclude. This book is intended for men and women, anyone who studied with us on our integral courses, our friends that are with us on the workshops, on the congresses, and our TV viewers that are participating with us.
It's for everyone. It's written in a way that that is suitable to any person, even if he has no connection to us or to Kabbalah. It comes in order to make it easier in the perception of the modern world to see what the cause is for the problems and how to make it easier or to lighten up all our problems. And with that, we will finish.
Announcements. Kabbalah Lam College, introductory lecture. We're inviting you to the first lesson of the basic foundations of the wisdom of Kabbalah that will take place at 6:30 in Bet Noat Arvut, the House of Arvut in Yokneam Elite. For further details, please contact us. Chavaya Ushma Kabbalah. Next Tuesday, 29th of January, 7 p.m., we'll have a worldwide workshop with Dr. Lightman. It will take place in all of our centers around Israel, around the world. Everyone's invited. Admission is free. For further details, contact us. Have a great day and a great night. כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה שם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות למלא את כל הגחמות
לגלות, והופך את הנסתר לגלות.